everyone. This is yours truly, Olga. It is now Holy Week, the most solemn period of the entire season of Lent. Beginning with Palm Sunday, the liturgy during Holy Week presents two contrasting moods, namely one of great joy and the other of profound sorrow. A royal welcome awaited Christ's final entry into Jerusalem. But it was the human Christ, the Savior of a nation, that they welcomed. That is why Christ wept. His kingdom was not of this world. He knew that the people would change their hosannas into jeers of derision. Palms are blessed at a special ceremony before Holy Mass today, and they are a symbol of perseverance, of loyalty and devotion to our Lord. And to begin this Palm Sunday feature, here's Douglas Fairbanks with J.K. Chesterton's tribute to the animal which brought the Mother of Christ to Bethlehem and Christ himself into Jerusalem.
Fishes flew and forests walked, and figs grew upon thorn, then surely I was born. With monstrous head and sickening cry, and ears like errant wings, the devil's walking parody on all four-footed things. The tattered outlaw of the earth, of ancient crooked will, starve, scourge, deride me, I am dumb, I keep my secret still. Fools, for I also had my hour, one far fierce hour and sweet. There was a shout about my ears,